Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, kicking off the last hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Mandrick.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want. But here's a story that caught my eye, and I think that it kind of amuses me, and at the same time pisses me off, I've got to say.
Well, it relates to what we've been talking about for the last couple segments, basically food and kids. And government and how it oversteps in every area.
The city of San Francisco decided it was going to take care of this problem of poor people eating bad food, especially fast food, because we know fast food's bad. No, I think it was Los Angeles that was getting rid of...
Happy Meals?
Was getting rid of all fast food restaurants, basically.
Like no new ones can open, right?
I think that's what it was.
Oh,
and San Francisco was banning Happy Meals, because Happy Meals teach young kids how to eat badly. And I've got to say, I've got a thing for McDonald's hamburgers. I suspect it's because my mom, because when I was growing up, my mom thought they were a stop sign, right? You know, I ate a lot of McDonald's food when I was growing up. My mom was an engineer, worked a great deal, had responsibility for me most of the time. My dad it just wasn't a situation where he'd like pick me up or anything like that.
When you said your mom was an engineer, I just saw her on the front of a train like, choo-choo.
Not that kind of engineer. She was a busy lady. And so, you know, I ate, I guess, just the things that kids ate at the time, yep. You know, normal processed foods and stuff like that. So I got a thing for McDonald's cheeseburgers. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think that they're not very healthy, and I suspect they're probably, you know, there's probably some validity to that. McDonald's made some efforts to clean up its menu.
But it's not the toy that's, like, making... I mean, you could put a toy in some fruit salad, and it doesn't mean a kid would want to eat it, you know?
They do want the toy, though.
Yeah, they want the toy, but, I mean...
The toy's probably the healthiest part.
It's just so offensive.
McDonald's hamburgers don't sell because people don't want them. They sell because people want them, right? I mean,
sure.
And cheap.
They're tasty. They've got a, I don't know if it's probably some MSG in there, I'm just guessing. That stuff tickles your taste buds.
And they have to differentiate
like
themselves from the other fast food purveyors, right? And one way to do that is offer a toy with the meal and stuff like that.
And the toys, you know, they've gotten better since I was a kid. You know, the first Happy Meal toys were things like, you know, a top with some cardboard that was multicolored that like spin and things like that. You know, now they've got all kinds
high
of cool
tech.
Stuff.
High tech, Mark.
Let's read the story here. So this is from sfweekly.com. On Thursday, December the 1st, the city's de facto ban of the Happy Meal commences. San Francisco has accomplished what the Hamburglar could not. Or has it? In order to include a toy with a meal, restaurants must now comply with city-generated nutritional standards. Those are standards that even the healthier Happy Meals that McDonald's introduced earlier this year don't come close to meeting. As yet, it seems McDonald's has turned lemons into lemonade, though, and it's selling the sugary drink to San Francisco's children. Local McDonald's employees tell SF Weekly the company has devised a solution that appears to comply with San Francisco's healthy meal incentive ordinance that would... Yes,
yeah,
Big Brother named that one, didn't he?
It's not really an incentive if you're forced to comply with it.
It's incentive in that they're pointing a gun at your head.
That's a pretty strong incentive.
That could actually make the company more money and necessitate toy happy youngsters to buy more Happy Meals. Okay, so
this
backfired. Would be what government does. It generally fails at whatever it tries to do and actually in some cases results in the opposite. It turns out San Francisco has not entirely vanquished the Happy Meal as we know it. Come December 1st, you can still buy the Happy Meal, but it doesn't come with a toy. So the law was about a toy in the Happy Meal.
Uh-huh.
For that, you'll have to pay 10 cents extra. Well, that hardly seems to have solved the problem, though adults and children purchasing unhealthy food can at least take solace that the 10 cents is going to the Ronald McDonald House charities. But it actually gets worse from here. Thanks to Supervisor Eric Marr's much-ballyhooed new law, parents browbeaten into supplementing their preteens' Happy Meal toy collections are now mandated to buy the Happy Meals. Today and tomorrow mark the last days. This was written a couple of days ago. put upon parents can satiate their youngsters by simply throwing down $2.18 for a Happy Meal toy. But thanks to the new law taking effect on December 1st, it's no longer permitted. Now, in order to have the privilege of making a 10-cent charitable donation in exchange for the toy, you must buy the Happy Meal. Hilariously, it wow. appears Marr et al. In their desire to keep McDonald's from selling grease to fat kids. Grease and fat to kids. I'm not sure fat kids, too.
Grease and fat,
fat Greek kids. Where's a fat Greek kid in the studio? I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
The lure of the toy have now actually incentivized the purchase of that grease and fat, when beforehand, put upon parent could get it out cheaper and healthier yep. with just the darn toy.
I have a real problem with how they keep saying the grease and the fat's is the problem. Because I'm just saying this.
Paleo diet.
Here.
Mandrick and I are both people who have lost very significant amounts of weight by restricting our carbohydrate intake.
Yeah.
And fat is actually, you know, encouraged in low carbohydrate diets.
Right. So it may very well be the bun and the French fries.
I base meat in butter. I mean, like, I literally add butter to it when I slow roast meat, and it's just. And I've lost like 40 pounds doing this, and I've been doing this since March. So it's
I've heard a lot of people say that same experience. And
it just drives me crazy when I'm hearing this. And they just keep saying about the fat.
Although to be fair, the fats that they're talking about in McDonald's are probably like, so they used to fry French fries in animal fat in mm-hmm. lard, and lard has more saturated fats and it's more stable to high heat. But then. Eventually, there were some studies that came out that were kind of dubious, that
anti-lard.
Kind of demonized lard, and there was like this big campaign. And then, of course, things like canola, like soybeans get subsidized. And so and corn, of course, gets huge, massive subsidies.
Oh, yeah.
And so corn oil and vegetable oil started being used in place of animal fats to do things like fry French fries. And McDonald's actually will fry them in vegetable oil, but add like lard flavoring?
Lard flavoring, yes.
And the vegetable oil is not stable to high heat, and so it creates these trans fats, which are very strongly shown to be extremely unhealthy, to raise bad cholesterol, lower good cholesterol, you know, increase heart attack risk, increase diabetes. Yeah, all these bad things are associated with them.
You know, I went to prison in 1989, got out in 1988. When I went in, McDonald's French fries were delicious. When I got out, not so much. That was, it changed. And to me, about that time, I don't know if it was exactly at that time frame. Somebody will probably send me an email and let me know exactly when that happened. But, that was my experience. So here's what happened. The government says, wow, it's these darn toys that are making kids want them. So, you know, McDonald's makes a workaround. Okay, you don't get a toy with a Happy Meal, but you can pay 10 cents to, or donate 10 cents to the Ronald McDonald Land Charity.
And you have to buy the Happy Meal.
Ronald McDonald House Charity. And then you can, and you have to buy the Happy Meal in order to make the donation. So therefore, now they've mandated, instead of somebody be slapping down the $2.18 to get the toy, and then, you know, they have to eat their child has to eat the salad or whatever, you've got to buy the Happy Meal in order to get the toy now.
And that was a frequent practice, that people just go in and buy a Happy Meal toy. I had friends that worked at McDonald's, and they said, and I just know for a fact that they, you know, that wasn't uncommon at all for
absolutely
people to buy the toy.
And a lot of times, McDonald's wants that, because if somebody goes in and buys the toy this week, they can't buy all the toys. They have to buy the one for that week, so that it gets them coming in every week.
And they're probably like 2 cents to make.
I don't know. Some are better than others.
No, I know, but I'm just saying they're all made
the
in China.
The top was the best, with the spinny thing.
The old time Happy Meal.
Right, but you know,
as I recall, the Happy Meal was actually a sort of a box, a flat box, like a plate.
Yeah.
They kind of folded out at one point.
Thank
Maybe I'm wrong.
Day.
Right. Happy Meals had crappy toys.
You had to walk 5 miles in the snow uphill both ways
to get
one.
And that's what it's like, I'll tell you, sitting over here. And
that top was lead paint. So sweet.
You ate it for dessert.
You know, and these San Francisco city commissioners, they thought they were being so smart. And what happened? The marketplace moves right around them.
You know, it bothers me so much that there are these people who make entire livings out of trying to control people, especially poor people. They seem to have this idea that they know better than all the poor people out there, and that they are just doing so much good by trying to use the government to tax and control them. Well, guess what? It doesn't work, and even should they even be thinking about trying to do that?
They're socially managing the hoi polloi. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, Staple toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You know, here on the graveyard shift on the Sunday show, I...
Right. It's so hard.
That's how it goes. just you know,
slaving away for our listeners.
Nose to the grind.
this isn't graveyard. Technically, this would be like second shift.
This is second shift?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where all the action is, right?
I don't know. Depends what business you're in.
We bring the action, okay?
I got you. So, speaking of some action here, got a story from Boston. This is CBSLocal.com out of Boston. 7-year-old boy is being investigated by a South Boston elementary school for possible sexual harassment.
7-year-old boy?
7-year-old wow. boy apparently sexually harassing, right?
Wow.
Can you sexually harass somebody before puberty?
I guess you can if you kick another boy in the crotch. The first grader's mother, Tasha Lynch, says that she was shocked by the school's decision. He's 6, 7 years old. He doesn't know anything about sexual harassment, she said. Lynch's son, Mark Curran, said the boy that he kicked had been bullying him on the school bus and the ride home from Tynan Elementary last week. He just got all of us... He just all of a sudden came up to me, to him, and choked him. He wanted to take his gloves, my son said. I couldn't breathe, so I kicked him in the testicles, said his mother, quoting him.
Wow. I mean, ironically, that's what women are taught later on in high school. You know, if someone aggresses against them, they have these, like, rape aggression defense classes or whatever, yes. RAD classes. They'll teach you to kick the person in the genitalia.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's an effective...
And it sounds like if this other boy was, like, choking him, if that's indeed true...
If it's true, right?
You know, if the kid was choking him and attempting to take his property, that's pretty clearly an act of aggression that I don't think he could have, like, you know, talked it out right in the middle of that. And obviously he's on a school bus.
Yeah, it's hard to talk it out when you're...
There are no adults present, right, except the bus driver, and they don't care, and they're... They're probably focusing on the road, so what else is he going to do? I could understand why he'd be really scared. And, you know, it's ridiculous to think that this is actually sexual assault.
You know, I don't advocate the kicking of anyone in the crotch, but if you're being choked, then it doesn't sound like an inappropriate reaction.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a life-threatening situation, and so in that case, it's kind of self-defense, right? How else are you going to get someone to get off of you and stop choking you?
Lynch, the mother, described a phone call she received from the school explaining that the case will be treated like sexual harassment due to what it considers inappropriate touching. Your son kicked the little boy in the testicles. We call that sexual harassment.
But the violence is okay. I mean, do you see what the school is saying here? It's the classic American thing of, like, for instance, when movie rating panels convene, you know, there's this board that, like, rates movies. They will include the most gratuitous violence and the most gory, disgusting violence in movies, but if there's, like, a little bit of sex or a little bit of, like, you know, nudity even, then the movie gets an NC-17 rating. And this is the same attitude.
A little bit. I think you're being somewhat hyperbolic, but
compared to the amount of violence.
It's the difference between PG-13 and R, for sure.
Well, they think it's just a general attitude that violence is more acceptable than sex.
I would say that that's true. I would say that there's a general attitude that violence is more acceptable than sex, and one wonders what the world would be like if it was the opposite. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's just like, it seems like the school here is like really overlooking a huge problem, which is that these boys were fighting in the first place before there was any genitalia brought into it. You know, they are freaking out because of the placing of the boy's kick, who was defending himself, but they're not saying word one about the fact that there was violence, i.e. a fight going on between these two boys in the first place. And shouldn't they be focusing on that? I mean, if I were a parent, I would want my children to learn nonviolence, you know, and I wouldn't want them to go to a school where they felt unsafe every day.
Well, that's how it's going to be when you're surrounded by a bunch of people that you don't necessarily want to be around, but you have to grow up with that, you know.
And you're forced to be
there. You're forced to be there.
It's day prison.
I think that, I don't know what happened between these two boys, but, you know, what I do know is that this wasn't sexual harassment.
No.
This was this was an act of violence or force or whatever term you want to use. And so, you know, it's inappropriate to call it sexual harassment when it wasn't sexual harassment. I mean, is it... You know, could it be inappropriate touching? I suppose, but that's not what sexual harassment means to me.
As I understood it,
this is an act of violence. It should be treated as an act of violence, and whether it's, you know, if it's defensive, then that's one thing. If it's offensive, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's where it ends for me.
It's not of a sexual nature.
But of course, the school has no comment. They don't have to give a comment. They may work for you and I, supposedly, is what they say.
When they take your money.
Right. As they're taking the money from you, they say, oh, yeah, we provide all these services. Well, you know, it's not a service if you don't have any kind of say in it and your employee won't comment.
Well, and how is that going to help these boys who are in a fight? I mean, probably what it's going to do, if this one boy gets convicted of sexual harassment or whatever he's being charged with, he could end up on the sex offender registry, or he could end up on, like, kiddie probation. I don't know what they do with children.
They do all kinds of different things, yeah. The courts, you know, do have...
He's going to basically get caught up in the legal system, and exactly, Mandrick, nothing good could come out of it.
So the mother wants an apology, better supervision on the school bus to prevent such fights among students. She says he couldn't breathe. He was trying to defend himself. I don't find that to be sexual harassment. I find that defending himself. And, not the most articulate defense of her child, but, nonetheless, I have to agree. I mean, it's just, the kid, if that's what's happening, and that's what she probably believes at this point, then... Yeah.
How many times do you think that this has happened in the past? And nothing has been done
Absolutely,
about it.
Yeah.
This seems like a relatively common occurrence.
Right. Crotch kicking wasn't a terribly uncommon at my little Christian school that I went to when I grew up. And it would never been called sexual harassment. I mean, that's just ludicrous. And
as someone who's been kicked in the crotch plenty of times, there's nothing sexual about it, right? That would be preferred, maybe? I don't know. It's pretty painful.
Beats getting kicked in the crotch.
Right?
Ouch.
There aren't too many places I would like to get kicked less.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I guess it just shows how the nature of government is getting more and more... They don't want to touch issues. They're scared. They're they're all about cover your butt in every circumstance. And we're not getting service from these people anymore.
No.
If we were ever getting service from them, we're not getting it now.
No. Get your kids the heck out of there.
I mean,
there are alternatives. If you don't know about them, please look into them. There's something called unschooling, where it's basically a model where kids can participate in choosing what they want to learn, you know, and can direct their own time. And, there are many other methods of, there's homeschooling.
Right. I've looked into unschooling, and I really like a lot that I see homeschooling. Mm-hmm. There's certainly some great curricula out there. And this gives you the most control and the most ability to be, a strong influence in your child's life. There's also, private schools. I'm also investigating the Waldorf schools and Montessori. I think these are interesting.
Yeah, I've heard good things about
interesting schooling methods. There's another one that's Ian
Sudbury School.
Sudbury
that's
schools.
An unschooling, essentially.
Yeah, but at a place.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453 to SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. If you live south of the Mason-Dixon line and you've got a family, you really need to listen to this. Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It is a generating system that uses solar power. It can take some major things like your well pump and your freezer, your refrigerator, and a few other things off the grid completely. So it immediately begins paying itself back. It costs about what a generating system costs, but it's always paying for itself. It's not sitting there getting dusty when you don't need it. You can find out more by going to freetalklivesolar.com. Experts are standing by to answer all your questions, even on a Sunday night. And call for free education. Just go to freetalklivesolar.com. The telephone number's right there. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Stephanie, you got a drive-by burping?
Yes, and according to this logic, you should have been basically arrested and hauled off to the pokey for what you did during that live read.
Just a little.
I hit my mute button and just burped too, actually, right before you said that.
Really?
Mark.
So did I. I guess it must be that dinner that
keeping
we all ate.
Keeping it down. You can't be louder. That's really the trick.
Right, yes. Anyway, so there's an article from the Huffington Post, and we've kind of been having a kid theme this evening. We've talked about a lot of articles with, like, kids and food and schools and government bureaucrats overstepping their bounds. This is from the HuffingtonPost.com by Jerry Clousing. The headline is, "Our Albuquerque School, 13-year-old cuffed for burp in class. A 13-year-old was...
13-year-old cuffed
for
burp in class.
A 13-year-old was handcuffed and hauled off to a juvenile detention for burping in class, according to a lawsuit filed against an Albuquerque school principal, teacher, and a school police officer.
They've got that teacher has some story about that child in their mind to have this happen. I mean,
oh my God!
Good heavens!
I guess they have to use the school cop for something because they're already at the school, so they might as well have them keep them busy.
Forces the answer to everything, apparently.
They only have one tool, and when you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, you know. And this little kid did get nailed.
They didn't just handcuff him; they took him to the juvenile detention center.
Yeah, the boy was transported without his parents being notified in May after he, quote, burped audibly in PE class. So it wasn't even in real class. It was in gym class.
You can get good ones out in gym, too. It has like an echo
goodness.
In the big room.
He, quote, burped audibly in PE class, and his teacher called a school resource officer to complain he was disrupting her class. The lawsuit also details a separate November 8th incident when the same student was forced to strip down to his underwear while five adults watched as he was accused of selling pot to another student. The boy was never charged. Oh, they really have it out for this kid.
They believe he's the bad kid, don't they?
They really do. And it's, oh my God.
I wonder if they'll create that, that situation. I mean, often if, the bad kid's the bad kid, then that's what he is, right?
Sure. If everybody treats you as somebody who is an animal, basically, then, why should you act civil?
What do you grow into?
Yeah. Oh, it's so unfortunate. Yeah, and I remember when I was in government school, unfortunately, I've tried to block out a lot of those memories, but there were a lot of kids who would make noises sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes kids really do burp, like they just can't hold it back. You know, everybody does that once in a while. But even if this kid did like burp on purpose, like if you can swallow air and make yourself burp, I guess.
Sure.
Even if he did that on purpose, does that really warrant being handcuffed and dragged to a juvenile detention facility without his parents being notified?
Insane.
It's crazy. I can't believe this is a real story.
I can't believe that the school resource officer didn't just stand him in the corner or something like that. I mean, I'm not saying that's necessarily an appropriate punishment for this. It sounds to me like this kid's not engaged in the learning process.
Can you blame him? I mean, I remember school being just the most mind-numbingly boring thing ever, and I would find any way I could to entertain myself.
You know, I think that there's, when it comes to PE, here's the opportunity. School seems to be about let's teach kids things they don't want to do. There's
yes.
sprinkled with a little bit of let's do what they want to do in order to keep them from revolting. You know, in PE they taught us square dancing, for instance, in high school.
Boy.
I haven't. It wasn't so country as it was.
We did polka and square dancing.
Polka
Mark.
Too.
Oh
huh?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
That's polka country.
I'll take your word for it.
See, I didn't even get to dance.
The kids all behave on dodgeball day.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
When dodgeball is had, I mean, maybe some kids don't like dodgeball. We just loved it.
You just
it was
hit them in the face with the ball, then.
But these were softy. These were the squishy balls, they weren't, you can't get hurt by these things. But my experience was the ones that we used, you couldn't get hurt by. You use those red ones for kickball. Sure, if that hits you in the face, that's not going to be any fun. But, PE... I mean, you can't make this engaging.
Yeah, they would force all the kids to take swimming too at the school I went to, and they didn't allow you to bring your own bathing suit, so you had to wear like the little
gross.
Speedos. Oh, it was gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that did not happen in my school.
It was horrible.
But we had to wear, this was back when boys wore short shorts. You just don't see this any longer.
Are you upset that you don't see boys wearing short shorts, Mark? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying you don't see it much anymore. Yeah, like when
not at all.
Shorts now, they come to their lower thigh.
They're just pants. Yeah. They just look like flip pants.
But when I was in, taking PE class, we had these little polyester things with a V cut in the side of the thigh.
Oh, like soccer shorts. yeah.
And this is what we wore every day. Now, most of these gym uniforms could get up and run away by the end of the year because it hadn't been washed in so long.
Ugh.
But, I mean, this is what we wore as an attire. It was just very common.
Did you have your own bathing suit, man? Mandrake, or did you just have to, like, pick it out of a bin?
No, and, you would just give them your size when you walked in, and they would hand you one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how did you know it was clean? I guess you didn't know.
The worst was when, at the start of it, gosh, like, they wouldn't tell them your size. They would just look at you and guess. So, there's me, like, this big fat kid, like, and the lady just screams out a size that's four times mine, and everybody's just, like, laughing at me. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Oh, that's so horrible. That's funny. Oh, my goodness.
And then you had to shower. Ugh.
Yeah.
They forced you to shower.
Yeah, we had to get, like, checked for scoliosis by adults in the school, and everybody was, like, really creeped out, because you would go into, like, a private room with one of them, and they would, like, feel your back to see if you had scoliosis.
You'd bend over in front of them, and they'd, observe your spine, that kind of thing.
Yeah, take off your shirt, creepy.
I don't know what it was like for the girls and the communal shower thing, but I was very disturbed by.
They're probably all making out, Mark. I'm sure your image, what you're thinking is right. I'm sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. I know that's what you were thinking. That's exactly what he was thinking.
But for me, this whole communal shower thing was really difficult, and I think a lot of kids found it very uncomfortable.
Oh,
it was very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, in seventh grade, and it's a strange situation. I mean. Now, if I go to the men's locker room, I could care less. But I think, for young people, they're self-conscious. And I don't know, what would I be like in the men's locker room if I hadn't done the communal showering in 7th and 8th grade? I don't know. Is this a valuable skill that I learned in school? I'm not even sure.
No.
Was it just traumatizing?
Yeah, I would say just traumatizing. And this story is ridiculous, but there's even more to it, actually. It says, so this lawsuit about the student that was handcuffed for burping in gym class, it says the suit was one of two filed Wednesday by civil rights attorney Sharon Kennedy, who says she has been fighting the district and police for years over the use of force with problem children. I love how they call them problem children. I think the real problem is that your school is boring.
The problem
and
is
you don't know how, and you don't have creative solutions to handle problems when they arise with disruption or whatever.
You got it.
So we'll hear about the next lawsuit coming up, but there's been 200 school kids that have been handcuffed and arrested in the last 3 years for nonviolent misdemeanors in the school county.
Jeez, let's talk about that. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of the difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife!
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start calling. Don't come when your walls start calling. I've got to let it be.
the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Single toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about a kid that was handcuffed for burping in gym class.
Yeah, but it actually gets worse, too.
Just hold on to it for a second. You know, destabilizing events are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, could be anything. Get prepared. Protect your family. Don't delay. I mean, the dollar is decreasing in value every day. So the food you buy now is going to be more expensive in 2 years. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-to-made meals that will last you for 25 years. They got a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. I choose them for my food storage, and I think you should, too. It's wisefoodstorage.com, or you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE. With the coupon code FTL, you can get a free sample. Call and get the free sample. And you also, for a limited time during the holidays, use promo code FTL, and you get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com or 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL, free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order, peace of mind included. Greatest gift you can give your loved ones this holiday season is wisefoodstorage.com. Speaking of food, I wanted to, real quick, Mandrick, you're sitting in with us this evening, and thanks very much.
Hey,
and
thanks for having me here.
You're a minor celebrity in the Liberty movement,
what are
all
you, Mark?
Based on your gooey, delicious baklava.
Yeah, and so, other things, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you make lots of stuff, but baklava is what you ship out during the holidays, isn't that right?
Yeah, I sell it year-round on the internet. At Mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.
No C in Mandrick, no. Mandrick.com. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a little plug because, well, you know, that baklava is yours, it sure is delicious.
I love baking, man, and that's it's one of the many things I love to make, and I think I do a pretty good job.
Now, there's all kinds of different recipes of baklava. You use phyllo dough, real thin, like more than 50 layers of it.
Yeah.
What makes yours different?
Really, it's the ingredients I use. I when I make anything, I want to make sure I use premium ingredients. And I know that sounds kind of cliche, but like I don't just go to the store and just buy regular cinnamon or regular honey. I mean, I research everything, and I find things that are, you know, that truly are a grade better, and they add a different taste and a better quality. So that's really what it's all about with me when I cook.
It's Mandrick.com. So Stephanie, you said the story gets worse here with the
It definitely gets worse.
The handcuffed burper.
Well, yeah. In case you're just tuning in, we were discussing a story about a young boy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 13-year-old boy who was handcuffed because he burped audibly. Quote: This is a quote from the teachers. in gym class. And actually, before that, he was also forced to strip down to his underwear while five adults watch as he was accused of selling pot to another student, but he
You'd
was
think
never
that one,
charged.
At the very most, two adults would be sufficient for a stripping, but five?
It's
If there's only two people at a strip club, that's kind of creepy.
It's
so, you need
so
more
humiliating.
People.
That's not what they're supposed to be doing at the public school.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of that girl who was strip searched because she had ibuprofen at the school.
You know, this is what zero tolerance does.
And it went to the Supreme Court. Yeah. That was horrible.
This is what happens with zero tolerance. I mean, you know, the very supposition that this child might have a marijuana on them, that's worthy of stripping him down to his underwear in front of five adults.
What do they do if the kids fart
it's
in the
so
school?
So humiliating.
What, do they draw down on him?
Death penalty? I don't know.
It's, yeah. Oh, it's awful. So there was a lawsuit with this county because a civil rights attorney reviewed the county's records and showed and saw that more than 200 school kids had been handcuffed and arrested in the last 3 years for nonviolent misdemeanors. That's like 66 kids a year. And what is school? 180 days a year. So that's like a kid every 3 days is being handcuffed and arrested for a nonviolent
like a prison.
Misdemeanor.
Of course, they look like little prisons when you look at them from the outside.
I can never tell when they're doing new construction whether it's a school or a jail, honestly.
Well, usually the jails are less likely to be in populated areas. That's the trick. The school's much more likely to be in a more populated area. But they the designs tend to look similar.
Yeah, they're usually done by the same government contractors who are friends with the bureaucrats in the
Must
county.
Be the same architect.
Probably the same food, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say the schools might even be worse.
Convicts have rights.
Right. Yeah. So in the second lawsuit filed Wednesday, the parents of a 7-year-old boy with autism accused a school officer of unlawful arrest for handcuffing the boy to a chair after he became agitated in class. This is the 7-year-old with autism.
Right, and this is the best way to deal with a autistic 7-year-old is to handcuff them to a chair.
Unbelievably.
Well, what's the point of a school cop if he doesn't have work to do?
Yeah. Well, it makes you really wonder. You're talking about elementary schools need a police officer at them?
Of course not.
I mean, I know that the first, cops in schools, these resource officers must have been in the sort of, in the high schools and the, more dangerous neighborhoods and things like that. And it made perfectly good sense at the time. And then it's like, whoa, this is a make-work program for bureaucrats. And so then they move on down to all the high schools, then the middle schools too. Then now that we have to have them in elementary schools, I mean, do you want to send your kid to a place where they have to have a police officer on duty during open hours in order to keep order? I mean, most places you go, you don't have to have a cop there in order to keep order.
No. I guess it would be a scary world if we did.
The threat of being of one being available to call, I suppose, is enough to handle those situations.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it's that most interactions between adults are like voluntary interactions where they are working out any conflicts that happen on their own without using violence or without resorting to calling a so-called authority figure in to handle the situation. And, most of the time in the world, people can get along and have a peaceful and orderly society without a cop present on every street corner.
Well, all these children have different needs, and If they're being forced into a certain role in a public school and they don't conform to that, then of course there's going to be discomfort and fighting and all kinds of things. But it's just they're not addressing the issue that it's like, hey, not all these kids are the same.
What it comes down to is public school is a behavior modification institution.
Oh yeah, and the ones that are labeled as so-called bad kids are usually just the ones who don't unquestioningly obey everything that the teachers and authority figures say.
Or they don't fit, I mean, each child is a special snowflake. So, I mean, there's no doubt that kids are going to, need special attention. And when you've got a teacher who's got 30 kids in the class, they can't give each kid the special attention. Kids learn and have learned, mammals, creatures learn through play. And school, not a lot like play.
Play is just something you like to do.
Right.
You can like to read a book and
You know, my young son, Jack, and I'm sure whenever anybody hears this, they think that I'm just sitting there, you know, pounding on him with flashcards or whatever. He reads. You know, he doesn't read books cover to cover. Some of them he has, he can. But those are like the very simple ones, the one with a big one on the front of them. But he can read certain words. And, you know, he knows all those colors and, you know, lots of words. He can read Captain America. You know, he's into that. And just, you know, the words that he's interested in, he's got them down. And he understands them at 3 years old. And it's because he's interested in books. It's because we let him have books. You know, we don't say, no, you can't have that book. I mean, that's not what we do at our house. You know, I'd rather spend too much money on books than I would on toys. So,
well, kids have preferences about what they want to learn and the ways that they want to spend their time. And government school completely ignores those. And it's just, it basically says that, judges them as bad or evil or whatever or broken if they don't want to learn what the teachers say that they have to learn.
It tells them that life is going to be monotonous. Mm-hmm. It is, you're going to have to do a bunch of things you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, admittedly, there are tasks in this world that I've got to do that I don't want to do, and I would prefer not to do them. However, I spend my time limiting those tasks.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Why should you suffer? Like, suffering, despite what Mother Teresa might have thought, suffering is not a
virtue.
If you
want to suffer,
I don't believe that that's the meaning
away.
Of life. I don't want to suffer.
If suffering's what you want to do, then you should suffer, and that should be something you want to do. However, I want to live a life that is you know, fulfilling to me, and I do the things that I want to do. And I'm learning things all the time. I spend time trying to learn stuff on the Internet. You know, I've got this big, wide, vast library that's available to me.
Most adults do. They don't realize it, but they are educating themselves all the time.
And that's essentially what, you know, kids, the only education that ever works is the education that where you educate yourself. Yeah, sure, you learn some things in school, things that you wanted to learn.
There's a great quote from the school board bureaucrat at the last part of this article. He says, "In my opinion, this really increases the whole idea of the school-to-prison pipeline."
Oh, God, yeah, that's exactly what it is. FreeTalkLive.com, in the meantime, you can get archives there. It's been Mark with you.
Andrew.
And Stephanie.
Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.